USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden is naming former rival Pete Buttigieg as his nominee for Secretary of Transportation. After the announcement, Biden took a few questions, including when he would be receiving the coronavirus vaccine.
I don't want to get ahead of the line, but I want to make sure that we demonstrate to the American people that it is safe to take. They're working on that plan right now.
Biden was then asked about his son, Hunter.
I'm confident.
That exchange was not in the official pool report. Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the economy continues to recover amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic.
The substantial reopening of the economy led to a rapid rebound in activity, and real GDP rose at an annual rate of 33% in the third quarter.
Powell says interest rates will remain the same. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar believes a coronavirus vaccine from biotech company Moderna will be available soon.
If everything stays on track, I hope within days we'll see the FDA authorization of the Moderna vaccine. And if that's the case, we have allotted 5.9 million doses of vaccine of Moderna for next week on top of the 2 million that's been allotted from Pfizer.
Azar also telling people ahead of Christmas to be careful about indoor gatherings. Some California residents are taking action against Governor Gavin Newsom.
An organizer to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom attributes the effort's momentum not to any blue or red tide, but a citizen's tide based on the governor's hypocritical actions during the pandemic. Annie Dunsmore of Rescue California 2021 said Tuesday that the recall effort is a culmination of many missteps by Newsom. At this time, organizers say they have half of the 1.5 million signatures needed to put it on the ballot. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Snow is already falling in many states across the eastern United States. Cleveland among those getting hit as the storm moves east and targets some of the nation's biggest cities along the coast. FlightAware says the number of flight cancellations is over 650. Meanwhile, there are over 250 delays. The National Weather Service says cities such as New York City and Philadelphia could see at least 6 to 8 inches of snow by Thursday night. Republicans in the House are continuing to ask for changes on a committee.
A group of Republican lawmakers have sent House Speaker Nancy Pelosi a letter urging her to remove California Congressman Eric Swalwell from the House Intelligence Committee. The 17 GOP House members wrote that Swalwell's interactions with an alleged Chinese spy are a national security risk to a committee that handles information critical to national defense. Representative Chris Stewart says it should come as no surprise that members of Congress are targets for infiltration by the Chinese. The Utah Republican, who also sits on the House Intelligence Committee, tells Fox News that Representative Swalwell should have known better.
I think that's the primary failure here is, look, we start with the presumption that China is going to target us. They're going to try to exploit and develop relationships with us. And then you look at the commonsensical kind of environment we're in and then say, does this person raise red flags? She certainly did. And I think that's where Mr. Swalwell has some questions that he absolutely has to answer.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.